people need in this day and time, with all the things that are going on, with all the challenges that we have. Once again, I was so moved by all the news events of the week, and it seemed like they kept piling on and on, starting out with, and trust me, you've never heard from the pulpit one party over the next party politically, other than say that I don't understand it, and I'm going to keep praying. And then you see these individual acts that take place, and I don't know what goes into minds, and I don't know all the pieces, I don't know all the background, I don't know all the things. And so it makes me want to turn to something that I do know. It makes me want to open my Bible and read something that is truthful. It makes me want to go to the rock, as the old song says. In case you didn't notice, I'm kind of going chapter by chapter through the New Testament here. I'm over to the book of Philippians. I'm in that first chapter. And I simply want to read to you verses 12, 13, and 14. And I want you to listen. And it begins with, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." Now, before I continue reading, I'm going to fill in the blank here a little bit. You know where the apostle was when he wrote this? He was in jail. I told you a little bit about on Thursday when I opened that letter up to show Brother Mark Trammell about how this letter was written. We'd sent cards out, and this was a response letter came back. And I showed him on the back of that envelope where it had inmate mail stamped on it. This here we are reading inmate mail, because this is a letter that is written while the apostle was in jail. We all know that, you know, you say, well, you know, maybe he's in jail, we ought to give him a little break, he could take a little sabbatical, take some time off. But no, this is not what he chose to do. He chose to follow what God had laid upon his heart. And he used this time and he used these circumstances to write these words. "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest, that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." That's powerful. "Most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading of your word today. God, open our minds, our hearts, so we can receive that truth that you have for each and every one of us. In the precious name of Jesus, God's people said amen. Amen. I'm amazed. About how some individuals can handle adversity. I, in my life, sometimes I've been so disappointed about how I have let things rattle me. I know you. Some of you can relate to what I'm talking about. Others, if you can't relate, keep praying for me. Always pray for the pastor. I need the prayers, you need the practice. And I've always been impressed by those in that time of struggle, that time of tribulation, that time of testing, how they can stay so strong in the faith. And I believe we have a guideline here from the book of Philippians, the first chapter. The apostle who'd been through shipwrecks, who'd been beaten, and who now found himself in jail. And he says, this has turned out for the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. First and foremost, the apostle had a purpose. He had a purpose. He had a purpose. He knew that God had placed this burden upon him. He knew, being one of the most despised men by Christians of all, that God would get a hold of him, knock him to the ground, blind him, and then once again allowing him to see. He knew that this was happening for a purpose. And this purpose that he had, it motivated him, just as your purpose will motivate you. A person with purpose is a motivated person because they focus on the goal. They focus on that thing that God has laid upon their heart. A person with a purpose, God will help them to keep their priorities straight, not wavering to and fro, back and forth. I was moved on Thursday night. I saw Miss Ruby. I know she'd been through a little bit of stuff. And there she was coming in. Before the concert, John Medeiros walks in. And as you know, John is, he's not quite looking as strong as what he has been, but to see him walk in, he was a man with a purpose. Somebody's got to keep these ladies straight over there when it comes to those finances, I know. And he walked in with a purpose like that, just taking time and effort because of what God had laid upon his heart. The bass singer that you heard on Thursday night, though you hear the concert, his name is Pat, and he's just one of the most wonderful gentlemen that I've ever known. He is rated one of the top bass singers in all of the Southern gospel music, but trust me, he has a big and not bigger heart than any other. Whenever he sees us, when he's one that came out a couple years ago to listen to us sing down at the convention, didn't have to do that. He could have relaxed, could have stayed on the bus, could have slept in, but no, he got up and came to hear us sing. Gave us words of encouragement. A man with a purpose, with a purpose. It will motivate you. It will help to keep your priorities straight. An individual with a purpose who is focused upon that purpose. Somebody whistling me? I like it. Sally, you did good. Sally, in her anger last week when I went to see her on Wednesday to get the haircut, she had the scissors in hand. I walked out of that shop. It was 6 degrees cooler when I walked in outside. A purpose will help you develop your potential of what you can do for God. How does it work? Kind of works like this. You start out, and you're going to work on this thing that God has laid upon your heart to do. Then the amazing part takes place. This thing that you set out to work on for God, it starts to work on you. I have seen so many times God has laid something on somebody's heart to do or to say or to be a part of. And just through the fact of simple obedience, that the individual who in their mind and heart thought they were doing something for someone else, God has turned around and blessed them even more so, even more richly. I've got two quotes here that I want to read you this morning. I like them both, and they're very different. George Washington Carver, he wrote this. He wrote, "No individual has any right to come into the world and go out of it without leaving behind him distinct and legitimate reasons for having passed through it. We are all here for a purpose. And then the quote that I like even better is the one that's written by William Arthur Ward. It says that every person has the power to make others happy. One simply does it by entering a room, and the other by leaving the room. That's a quote I like. And I know you can relate to it. I know when this week was over, I went, "Whew, we're making it through this week. So much going on, so many things to deal with. All the challenges, all the pressures, but I serve a God. If I am motivated to allow His purpose to flow through me through His Holy Spirit, if I am focused on that purpose, I am motivated. He allows me to keep my priorities where they should be. He uses this purpose for me to grow, and I start to understand the potential of what God's people can do. And finally, I love this part. A purpose will give you power to live and speak the truth. A purpose, when it is found in God's Word, it will give you the power to live and speak the truth. I don't think there's ever been a time when it's easier. Never known of a time in my life when it's easier to talk about God. Because, my friend, if you keep your eyes open, if you keep your ears tuned in to what is going on and around what people are saying all around you, well, I know you're hearing this. I know you're seeing this. I know you have questions about how a mother could take a small child and endanger her and her child's life so randomly. It is a time where we need truth. It is a time where we need to be focused on what God's Word says. We serve a great God. In 1992, in Portland, Oregon, there was a store manager who called the police. It was kind of a different call than usually took place. This call said, the manager explained about how someone had been in earlier and had confessed to switching price tags on an item. And they came back in to make it right. Within an hour, another individual came into the store, Portland, Oregon, and said, "Sir, I have stolen from your store. If you feel that you must arrest me, then that's what you must do." So the bewildered manager, he turned the security officer and he says, "What in the world is going on here?" And the security officer just folded his arms and said, "Well, Billy Graham's in town." Now, I know on Thursday night you Baptists and Southern Baptists had a little rough time of it when Mark Crown was talking to you, because he's a Baptist himself. When people are motivated and they are serving God, and they bring forth the truth, it will make changes in people's lives. It will change the way people view things. It will allow people to get beyond their own individual circumstances and focus on what God is going to do with it. No matter, it may look rough in the midst of it, but God is going to make it work out for His children. He's going to make a way. He's not going to allow us to be tempted, tried, tested. Nothing is going to come against us and we cannot overcome through the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house today. We lifted up the name of Jesus. God, it's a message that we heard back in kindergarten, back in Sunday school. It's a message of hope. It's a message of encouragement. It's a message of the only answer that we have during this day, during this time of such trouble and strife. Heavenly Father, you allow this message to fall on fertile ground. Let hearts and lives be challenged. Let that individual who is just hanging on, God, reach out with your hand. Allow somebody to be there to give words of encouragement. Whether it's a handshake or a hug, God, let us be used of you to help a suffering world. Heavenly Father, we ask now that you will bless this wafer which we're about to receive, that you'll bless this small cup of juice representing the blood shed upon the cross for the remission of our sin. Heavenly Father, allow us to begin by start saying thank you for what you did for us. Let every heart be cleared. Let everyone, God, no matter what the situation is, no matter what's going on within our lives, allow us to be totally focused with a purpose on serving you. And Heavenly Father, we'll thank you for it. The best that we can. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus and all God's people.